within our eyes, Lord, let us see all that you are, all that you need. Open our ears, Lord, let us hear all that you are, be loud and clear. Please be near as our praises rise. And as our praises rise, may your presence fall. Heaven, heaven fall down. Spirit, Spirit pour out on us all now. Jesus, come.
Come, Jesus, come. Come like the wind. Fill up this place. We welcome you in.
Oh, come, Jesus, come. Come like the rain. Open the sky. Show us your face. Oh, Lord, we wait. And as I praises rise, may your presence fall. Heaven, heaven fall down. Spirit, Spirit pour out. Oh, heaven, heaven fall down.
Crying out in desperation for you.
Sing it again. We're crying out.
We're crying out in desperation, waiting now in expectation. We're crying out in desperation for you.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. Our scripture reading is in Psalm 58, so if you have your Bibles, you want to turn there, or you could follow it on the overhead as well. It's a psalm of David that God would bring his retribution on the wicked who ceaselessly are bent to do evil from the womb to the tomb. It's like they just do it constantly, and David is crying out, God, deal with them, judge them. Psalm 58, do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones or judges? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No. In heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like a deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of the charmer, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as water, which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrow be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail, which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Behold, your pots can feel the burning thorns. He shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So shall men say, so that men shall say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. Father, we do just acknowledge that wickedness and just some of the evil that takes place in the world and the laws. Lord, in one sense, we concur with David that, Lord, we pray that you deal with that. And yet with Christ in our heart, Lord, you've given us not a spirit of vengeance, Lord, but a spirit of reconciliation, seeking to reconcile those that are away from you, those that are doing evil deeds. Lord, not like the disciples that say, Lord, shall we call fire from heaven to consume the enemy? And as you said, Lord, that you know not what spirit you're of. I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Lord, even though we might feel as David feels in wanting to deal with the wicked in judgment, Lord, you've called us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Christ, to bring them to a point of salvation, because we were just like those that we read about here in Psalm 58. We did our wicked deeds. Lord, we were astray from you. Lord, often even from being a little child. But Lord, we thank you for the love and the mercy and the redemption that you brought through Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that we be those that would bring redemption to this lost world. Lord, as the society and as this world is getting farther and farther away from you, Lord, darkness seems to overcome this land. Lord, I pray that you raise up as a bright light in this dark land to proclaim your good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you'd pour your spirit out upon us. Lord, I pray that you'd refresh us, renew us this morning, this day, Lord, for your sake, for the gospel's sake. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Feel free to stand or sit, raise your hands, but let's just praise the Lord together.
But our redemption
every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Chains we may find ourselves in, God, we lay them at your feet. We lift them up to you, Lord, knowing that you are good. And Father, whatever they may be, whether it's heaviness, whether it's a chain of sadness or depression or sorrow or a loved one that maybe has done us wrong, Lord, we just lay it at your feet. We lay our stress at your feet, our cares from the week. Father, we thank you that we're here to be refreshed by you and to be encouraged by you, Lord. And so here we are, Lord.
Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Grace my fears, relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Chains are gone.
My chains are gone. I've been saved. My Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. stand together and sing.
The earth will shake and tremble before him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sings. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
One more time. The earth will shake.
Shake and tremble before him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sings. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of Jesus. 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 The earth will shake.
Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Amen.